producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Yes, good day program with Doug Steffen and my friends, Jennifer Horn.
Doug's making fun of me because I'm sick.
No.
Don't make me laugh because I'll start coughing and then you'll be sorry.
Really? All right. Kara's, if she can bolster you up, Kara Schillen at the controls in this hour of the good day program. I was just making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I haven't had one for ages. And I was putting the peanut butter on the bread and thinking how artistic I was as I was moving the knife around and
did you draw a picture?
Things. I did, in fact, yes. Picture of you, Jennifer.
I thought maybe like Abraham Lincoln. You know, that's what the stoner would draw on his peanut butter sandwich.
Well, fortunately for all of us, I am not a stoner.
No, you are not, sir. Good for you.
However, I am on to what's going on this week. Let's see. Well, yeah, and I can say see legitimately here, because if you go to DougSteffen.com, you can see the list of the top 10 talk topics of the week. And as they're listed there, you can look at them and say, okay, this was number one for me. And when I look at the list of
Trump, yeah. That's my story this week.
Is it really? Trump. Who's the leader of the man who's
faithful? You should start Trump rolling people.
You
wouldn't that
and
be
me.
Fun? You know
Trump
how they
rolling.
Rick roll?
Rick yeah. roll, yeah, right.
You play
exactly.
Rick Astley songs and just take over. Well, now we need Trump.
The Oregon standoff is number two. Some of the comments that people have made, I was looking at terrific comments that have come in this week, number of different issues, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. You can always send an email to me or Jennifer as well. Kara, did we get you a slot yet on DougSteffen.com? Kara, C-A-R-A, at DougSteffen.com.
You sure didn't.
Well, we sure better do that. When Rich comes in, you better put your foot down on something. Let's see here. The comment from Maya, time for it all to end. Jail? Well, what did they expect? Better than death. Eric writes, once again, our government, by the government, for the government, as opposed to by the people. You get it? For the people.
Got it.
Okay. Steve writes, they are armed insurgents occupying American soil. The military should have been sent in to deal with them when this first got started. I would love to have a discussion and debate with Steve. Steve, if you're listening right now, call us, will you? At 888-302-3684. And we can figure out how clueless you are when it comes to understanding what the government really is all about. Because a lot of people are clueless. As a matter of fact, listening to some of the comments from people this week in various circumstances on the air, I hear something, one of the best comments, and I asked Kara about this. We can go back to it for a minute. The idea that people coming along, the reason Bernie Sanders has such appeal is because he's speaking to people who are always have always gotten awards, like everybody wins a trophy. I thought that was
participation awards, right?
Right, exactly. So Kara told me that she was a swimming person in high school and college and got an award for that, and people just sort of chuckled about it. And I think those who have their head screwed on straightly understood what they were swapping for, their activity, their exercise, whatever it is, for a recognition trophy or your name being up on the board. That sort of stuff is okay. But I think that that really is where Bernie Sanders is coming from. That's why he's gotten so much traction. And what's going to make it even worse for him, if we can spend a moment on the presidential race, is the reality that Hillary Clinton, even though she lost in terms of total vote, she won in terms of delegate count.
Right.
So how do you justify that? How do you make it right? You can't in the system that's a corrupt system as we have.
It's funny that you mention that because I actually have audio that I will send to Kara of the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, talking about how the superdelegates work. And CNN actually called her out on it and said, look, this is corrupt because you're weighting people's votes as more important than others. And she had a really crazy answer. So if you want, I can send this over to Karen. She can play it for us.
Yeah, let's do that. Yep. All right, so let's see. What other items on here are important? The Ferguson lawsuit. For me, the number one issue of the week is Afghanistan. My God. Can you believe the gall? And there was a comment that I found from a host named Richard Dixon about the futility of sending troops back to Afghanistan. Again, another reason for a revolution. This guy has said how many times we're going to get out of Afghanistan. I promise you we're going to get out of Afghanistan. And now there are more troops. And then they say, well, they aren't going to be combat troops. They're training troops. What the difference? Jeepers,
so why do you think that is? Don't you think the presidents find out something? Because President Obama ran on the fact that he was going to end the war and pull everybody out of the Middle East, right? And he hasn't. So don't you think he knows something
worse
that we don't?
What is there to know? Unless the military-industrial complex is controlling everything.
Wouldn't he
want to
live up
to
his promise? Look at what he's doing with Gitmo. I mean, that's the thing. It's like there has to be something there that is so bad that he won't pull people out, and instead he's bringing people in. I mean, you have so much instability
there. I don't care about Guantanamo. I don't think...
But that was a campaign promise for him.
Another promise that didn't go anywhere. But in
circumstance, he's almost done.
Well, but the focus here, okay, that's a good example of something that may have gotten done, but it took him 8 years to do it. But and whether we ought to keep using it or not, and they won't be all done, so whoever gets to be president next can go back to using it. But I'm so upset about sending more troops into Afghanistan. This is a rat hole. And anybody with a third grade education knows the Taliban will just run and hide, as they did from the Russians, they did from the Americans. We bought them off when we went in looking for Osama bin Laden the first time. We gave the leader of the Taliban a suitcase with $73 million in it.
Mm-hmm.
CIA money. Get lost. Go away. And they did. So now we're fighting the same people and we're losing lives for nothing. That's an impeachable offense as far as I'm concerned. It really is. This guy, and so you can say, Jennifer, well, we don't really know the whole situation. What's to know? And if, in fact, we don't, and it is what I'm talking about with regard to the military-industrial complex, that's another reason for a revolution. Because we don't really have control. We're living in a false state of security because we don't. If those guys are running things, we got nothing. And just this kind of stuff is, if I'm running for election and Hillary Clinton stands up and says, we've got to continue the good work of the Obama administration, I don't know how she gets three votes for saying that. Which, by the way, is an interesting reality because, I'm all hot under the collar about that.
I know, look at you.
The Clinton versus Sanders debate last night, the angry old man versus the angry old woman. That's what I. That's
ding,
pretty
ding, ding. Sponsored by Metamucil.
That's pretty much what I got out of it.
Well, and then what's funny is you've got Bloomberg, who looks by far younger than all of them, right? He's 4 years older than them.
Yeah, no, this is Bloomberg. This is they're making a perfect.
I know.
They're so stupid. Both of them are making a perfect case. Bloomberg is going to be sitting there thinking to himself, okay, we'll let this go for another month or so, and then I'll come in. Neither one of the Democrats would get a vote from me, and I'm looking at the Republicans, and there's only really one. There may be two that I would vote for now that Christie is out of it and Fiorina is out of it. I would give you maybe one, two. Yeah, that's about as far. That's about it. Well, no, three. I'd go three deep with the people that are in it now. Trump and Kasich and Bush, I would consider voting for before.
Well, what
I'd vote
I've
for
heard
Bernie
rumbling.
Or,
I've heard rumblings that Donald Trump, if he is the front runner, would look at someone like Kasich as a vice president.
Absolutely.
Even though Kasich said he'd make a horrible vice president and he doesn't want that job.
Yeah,
I mean, he has a couple of things. One, he delivers Ohio. And two,
he wants the job.
Is proven that he brings Democrats in, because the ones that are kind of moderate Democrats like Kasich a lot.
And that'll give him an open. He's relatively, well, I don't know, he's almost, I think he's my age, a little bit younger. But
so could we really have the fruit ninja and Trumpster, you think? Is that the ticket?
Yep, I think that's the ticket. Yeah, I think Kasich would. And by the way, Trump needs somebody like him if he's president to do the real work of, you know, getting the parties together, getting deals made, working with Congress. He doesn't know how to do that.
Oh, my gosh, are you nuts? That's the thing that he's good at.
I mean, Trump?
Making deals.
He's a good deal maker, but is he going to bring all those people together?
I don't think John Kasich wrote the art of the deal.
I think no, but I think you need the political insider to have some semblance of reality to what the situation is. And I think Kasich maybe plays that role. What do you folks all think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. I was going through some of the things on social media that pertained to the situation in Oregon with the standoff, and why this arrest of Cleavon Bundy, predicated supposedly by a 2-year-old warrant. So they knew where the guy was. Why they just go get him instead of waiting for this? Gregory writes, Rosa Parks, they aren't. Seems like they missed the class on civil disobedience. Knowingly committing a crime, take a sentence as a martyr for your cause. But you see, we're losing sight of the whole reality here, that the government having as much land as they have is just wrong. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $12, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday in Focus. Jennifer Horan and I now ready for a laugh. Are you ready for a laugh? Are you ready for a good laugh? Let's have a good laugh. Let's see if we can find a good laugh from the late night monologues. Conan O'Brien joking about Ben Carson saying that he'd be interested in running with Donald Trump.
Ben Carson is in the news. Ben Carson said he's open to being Donald Trump's vice president. Open to it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Carson could deliver Trump the black Republican vote, which consists of Ben Carson. But one is a start. One is a start.
See, that's the... I didn't find that funny at all. No. I find that annoying, frankly.
Yeah. I don't know if it's annoying. It's just not very funny. Well,
no, it isn't funny because... It is this conventional media. This is not the news media, but the entertainment media. This conventional thinking that no black in his or her right mind would be a Republican. That's what he's saying there, and I think that's offensive. If I were Ben Carson, I'd call up Conan O'Brien and say, I want to come on your program and talk about the one black person in America who's dumb enough to vote Republican.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's have a conversation about that on your program, pal. All right, anyway. Seth Meyers discussing the Democratic debate, Sanders meeting with Al Sharpton. I didn't know that. Did you know that Sanders met with Al Sharpton?
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal. They had a big lunch meeting. Donald Trump was making the circuit going, how did I not get invited to this?
Really? I didn't know that they have.
Funny that Bernie Sanders, who doesn't like any millionaires, goes after the guy who owes like $1 billion in taxes.
And who's got lots of money in the bank.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to this.
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders earlier tonight faced off in a debate on PBS, or as PBS calls it, Antiques Roadshow. Bernie Sanders yesterday had breakfast in Harlem with the Reverend Al Sharpton. Interesting, usually when an old white guy goes up to Harlem, it's because he fell asleep on the train.
That was funny. Yeah, that was cute. Right. Matter of fact, Kara, that was worth another play. In case you were asleep or just waking up, huh? What did he say? Play that again, will you?
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders earlier tonight faced off in a debate on PBS, or as PBS calls it, Antiques Roadshow. Bernie Sanders yesterday had breakfast in Harlem with the Reverend Al Sharpton. Interesting, usually when an old white guy goes up to Harlem, it's because he fell asleep on the train.
The opposite of the cute Conan O'Brien thing. That was funny. All right, at least I thought it was funny. Listen, if I think it's funny, it's the Doug Stanton Good Day program, right, Jennifer?
That's yeah, right. You're the boss there.
Right. Let's get that straight.
Ugh, that almost hurt when I said it.
Ooh, really? What, that I'm the boss?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, speaking of black fun, Wendy Williams has a daytime program, and she answers, I wonder who she's voting for. She answers an audience member's question about whether to help her college daughter get a place to live.
I have an 18-year-old daughter in college away. She's wanting to move into an apartment her sophomore year. She's a freshman right now.
Okay.
So what do you think? She doesn't have a job, and I'm thinking maybe she needs to get a job. So do you think I should be able to co-sign or not?
Yes. She should get a part-time job. Mm-hmm. In college, sometimes, depending on the kid, part-time means, like, only a couple of days a week if the studies are real stressful. Yes. And, yes, that's your obligation. Okay. As long as she's doing well in school, yeah, you co-sign. Yes. But not on a mansion.
Oh, no. Just an apartment.
Yes.
One bedroom.
Yeah. There you go. Huh? Right. Will you do that for your children?
Oh, absolutely. Sign away.
28
I've gotten my cat an apartment.
On good day. Here's Dr. Chambers.
In the news, women, alcohol, and the feds. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The CDC have suggested that women 18 to 44 who are sexually active and not on birth control should not drink any alcohol. Zero, zip, none. Yep, you heard me. No booze at all. Here's the thing. The fear is FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. A child who gets FASD from its mom has stunted growth with lifelong cognitive disabilities. DCOC advice, when you drink, what you drink, how much you drink, is of course, ladies, your call, your choice. But understand this, 50% of all pregnancies are unplanned. This means most of you will be 6 weeks or more pregnant before you know it. The question is, how much risk for your child can you live with when the best contraceptives the world has ever known are there for the asking? This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Epiphone electric guitars for just $99, a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum set for just $399, or a complete Ion PA system for just $149, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here we are, 33 after the hour on today's Good Day program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and you at 888-302-3684. You can be heard that way. People like to just hear themselves on the radio.
Yes.
Oftentimes they call and then they leave their... When Kara talks to them, she says, please turn your radio down, and they leave the radio because they want to hear themselves.
They want to hear, of course.
Yeah, let's hear
but
me.
But you know what's weird? This is something that I think we can all understand. The first time you hear your voice on tape, whether that was the first time
that
you
really
recorded
me?
that old answering machine,
uh-huh.
or maybe you called a radio show, or maybe you're on a radio show... It's weird to hear yourself because
yes.
I think I sound differently than what actually comes out, what I actually hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're hearing is what you it isn't what's outside. You're hearing your voice box up through and into
yeah.
your inner eardrum, which sounds different. The vibration is different
that's
inside your mouth and your head than it is what comes out of your mouth.
Sure.
Actually. All right. Got that? Everybody got that? It's Doug Steffen's medical explanation
That's
of the
right.
day. Joining
science,
us in a few moments,
science.
My friend Uri Geller here on the Good Day program. Yesterday we asked at the poll position how much you're planning on spending for Valentine's Day. Kara and Jennifer were just speaking off the air about their plans for Valentine's Day. I'm going to have Valentine's Day with Jennifer. I'm going to fix the door on her porch. I have an appointment on Sunday morning. I'm coming over there. I'm going to fix
doctor.
That door.
Doug the door doctor.
I'll be the Doug door doctor. So let's see. How'd this shake out? 36% of you said you were going to spend less than $20. Boy, I'm glad I didn't look at that before I spent what I did yesterday. let's see here. 25% said, when's Valentine's Day? There's a sharp crowd for you. They're all on to that. 16% said, I don't know how much you're going to spend. 12% said, between $20 and $50. 7% said $50 to $100, 4% over 100. So I guess I'm in that 4% category, Jen. How about
it's
you?
It's easy to spend $100. I definitely did.
Easy.
I mean, by the time, if you deliver flowers or deliver
yep.
Sherry's Berries,
yep.
and believe me, I know they're great sponsors of a lot of radio shows.
Yep.
And but you know what? They'll say, oh, you get, 10, 12 berries, whatever, for $20. What they don't tell you is that the shipping is like $400.
Right.
You know, I was going to say that I wasn't going to spend that much, but I bought Valentine's Day cards for everyone in my family. And for four cards, it cost me $20.
Yeah. The cards are ridiculous. It's like, this is a piece of paper that you're giving me, and you're charging me $6. And I do the same thing here. I always send something to my mom and dad, too. And it's like, by the time you're done, it's Christmas.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Thank you. I said Cherry's Berries to my dad.
All right. Okay, speaking of the Cam Newton thing is still rolling around like so much noise in a barrel. So I just had to, there's one more piece of this and I'm going to let it go. He has been saying this week, as he probably going on the sports talk shows and television and that sort of thing to get this out of his system. We all need to get it out of our system. He talked about his emotions and how they got the better of him, but he made no apology, if you listen to any of these conversations, about being a sore loser.
Well, I ain't got no more tears to cry. But obviously, I had a lot of time to think about it, and I've seen so much, you know, blown out of proportion. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you invest so much time, when you sacrifice so much, and things don't go as planned, I think emotions take over. I think that's what happens. I didn't want to talk to the media at the time, and truth of the matter is I really still don't want to talk to the media, but at the end of the day, you know, things has to happen. I had a lot of time to go back and you know, play everything back, and like I say, I'm human. I've never once said that I was perfect. I never proclaimed that I was perfect. I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser.
What did he just say?
He said, and in the Ebonics of it all, he said...
You said that. Oh, no.
Said what?
Ebonics.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Go ahead.
I don't either. Huh. Anyway, I'll show you a good loser. He said, show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser. I don't know that I think that that's appropriate, but, oh, well, it isn't the way I feel, but that's the way he feels, and he's entitled to feel the way he feels.
Do you think that this is a fallout from the everybody gets a trophy thing,
yep,
and that no one knows how to lose,
yep,
anymore?
Yep, that's what we were
that
talking about
make
before.
Make gracious losers. I mean,
yep,
that's the real bummer. Yep. I was out to dinner last night.
Hmm. And, you know, feel good.
Yeah, I don't think it was that. I was out to dinner last night, and this little girl comes up to me. And she taps me on the shoulder and she said,
"Aren't you Jennifer Horn?"
No, she said, "You're wearing the most beautiful necklace."
That's
and
sweet.
I thought, how sweet is that to have a kid come up and pay you a compliment? It doesn't happen anymore because for whatever reason, we're just raising kids to be about themselves and we put them in programs and everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
And here's Cam Newton, who's a young guy, 26 years old, and I don't think he ever learned how to lose. And he probably didn't have to lose that much because he's so talented.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe he learned early on you're never a loser when you were
telling
a Mazooza.
He will look back. Let me make a Jennifer Horn prediction.
Okay.
You and I will be sitting here. We'll be talking like this, Dougie, in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And he is going to be he's going to be a Peyton Manning type star where people like him, and because he was humbled.
That's
and this
good.
Is good for him.
Yep. I think that'd be nice. It would be nice to see that sort of thing. Emotions are important. I wonder, you see, these people have no imagination that run these shows. I would, if I were out there, like when I was in New Hampshire and asking questions of the various candidates and their families that had nothing to do with politics, I'd ask Cam Newton who he's voting for president. Hey, Cam, who are you voting for? Right?
Change.
Who do you think? What do I think the answer would be?
You know, I would. I don't know who he'd vote for. You know, the thing with someone, I can't imagine that a lot of these sports figures could be on the Bernie bandwagon because he wants to take so much of their money.
Yeah.
So you got to think he'd either be for Hillary or one of the Republican guys.
Well, didn't we say that Cam Newton, speaking of that, didn't make any money in the Super Bowl game because it was played in California?
In California, his cut of the money was actually less than the taxes they charge for betting people in there.
What an outrage, man.
So
you don't
ridiculous.
Think there's need for a revolution because of stuff like that. Woo! All right, speaking of the revolution and who wants to run it, the political landscape, whether it's better off today because of the Democratic debate last night or not, remains to be seen. I'm looking at some of the audio and the video. It looks like an angry old man with an angry old woman. They had a contentious debate. Tone stayed cordial, however. Was in Milwaukee. The situation which would make me angry if I were Bernie Sanders and or a supporter of his was how Mrs. Clinton was able, through the hierarchy of the Democratic National Committee, steal the delegates, the more important super delegates. So we have this. Give me a little bit to.
A lot of people are confused about how the super delegates work, and essentially, I've tried to explain. I think I tried yesterday. Mm. The DNC, the Democratic National Committee, has weighted delegates as more important than the ones that come from voters like you and me, Dougie.
Right.
And so that's essentially how it works. Here's Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's the head of the DNC, trying to explain it with her own unique twist.
Well, let me just make sure that I can clarify exactly what was available during the primaries in Iowa and in New Hampshire. The unpledged delegates are a separate category. The only thing available on the ballot in a primary and a caucus is the pledged delegates, those that are tied to the candidate that they are pledged to support, and they receive a proportional number of delegates going into into our convention. Unpledged delegates exist really to make sure that party leaders and elected officials don't have to be in a position where they're running against grassroots activists.
That was when I heard it, and CNN called her out and said, "What are you talking about?" Mm-hmm. She responded in such a confusing way because everybody knows how fixed it is.
Yeah, it is.
She was trying to put together a sentence there, but holy moly.
Yep, it's all a bunch of BS. It's all about them and not about you, the voter. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri Geller joins us in a moment.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt, CEO, David Prokupek, shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under $10. It's really a great deal. One of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I'm a bit of an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the extra-long fish sandwich part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
45 past the hour. Time now on the Good Day program for our visit with Uri Geller. Uri is a well-known, internationally known mentalist. Some people think that he's a psychic. He's just a good human being with a great mind and a great message. And I'm always happy to have him here talking about some of the things that he's doing to help people out. So you're on your way to Munich for what kind of an event?
Yes, I'm in a taxi on the way to Ben-Gurion Airport, which is named after our prime minister. And I'm doing a show that you all are aware of and you know. It's called Candid Camera. Now, I don't know if Candid Camera is still, is still televised in America, is it?
Well, there's a version of it. There have been several different plays on the candid camera focus, the candid camera idea over the years. And, yeah, there are always at least one or two of those kinds of shows that are playing here. And I think elsewhere there's one version in England I know that's pretty popular. So yeah. The one you're going to be on is in Germany?
So basically what they did, it's an interesting format. They took 10 celebrities, 9 of them obviously are Germans. I'm the only one that is a foreigner. And 2 months ago, I had the task of fooling a lady in a restaurant, making her believe that she has supernatural powers. So paintings started falling off the wall, bottles started, exploding, my suitcase rolled around, tables moved in the restaurant, and she totally and utterly believed that these powers were coming from her. Of course, she was so scared, and there were about 15 cameras filming her secretly. It was just amazing, and you know that this leads me to believe sometimes how gullible people are. I mean, I sent her to the restroom, telling her to look into the mirror and regenerate herself, re-energize herself by looking into the mirror and talking to herself, saying, "I want my powers back." And of course, there was a hidden camera behind the mirror. It's hilarious. There you go.
So when you go to Germany, I don't think I've ever asked you this before. As an Israeli Jew, when you go to Israel, you have, I think you and I talked about this once. You and I went somewhere in England to an event, and it was a Jewish event, and we walked in, and both of us talked about the number of Mercedes that were in the parking lot. I've heard you talk about forgive and move on and forgive and forget, but I just wonder sometimes if that ever wears on you or other people that you know who are your friends that do business with the Germans and maybe go visit Germany. Is all of the stuff from the Holocaust and World War II forgiven?
Well, Doug, listen, it's a totally new generation. I have lots of German friends. Come on. I obviously will never forget what happened there. 6 million Jews and others were murdered. But, Germany does business with Israel. Lots of Israelis live in Berlin, for instance, for some strange reason. There are thousands of Israelis that love Berlin. So, yeah, you got to let go at some stage. But nevertheless, I just read yesterday that in Germany, a 93-year-old Nazi is being tried for war crimes.
Being tried, 93 years old. I think there was, I remember now reading something about someone over here and someone in Canada and somebody down in Brazil that they caught or in some South American country.
Yes.
That's the Wiesen, what's the name of that center?
Simon Wiesenthal.
Simon Wiesenthal, right. The mm-hmm. Wiesenthal
yes.
Center.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you know, you're going back decades ago. But yes, people here, the older generation, you know, still have tattoos on their arms with the number from Auschwitz and all the other concentration camps. Your generals walked through the camps and saw the horror. And it's something that you cannot forget. Steven Spielberg, you know, he's such a front runner in this, made quite a few documentaries and movies, making sure that humanity does not forget the massacre and the murder there in the 30s and 40s.
Do you have Valentine's Day in Israel?
Doug, listen, you cannot not have Valentine's Day because there's the internet. So you're right. Being bombarded day in, day out. I get spams right. of Valentine's Day trying to sell me things and cars.
Did you buy something for Hannah? Hannah's Uri's wife. Did you buy anything for Hannah? Come on.
Yeah, of course I will. When was Valentine's Day?
Or see?
Uh-oh, Uri was caught. He said,
Valentine's
I will buy
Day
something.
Is Sunday. See, I saved you, pal. From
I buy her things all the time.
I know,
but flowers all the time. So it's Valentine 24 hours a day.
Yeah, Valentine's
That's
all
good.
The time. One time is a good time, and Valentine's Day is all the time. All right. Uri, thank you. Uri Geller, check out his website. Fascinating material there. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
3 past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Tech Talk Time. Our focus is on technology with Richard Schemmel from BuzzFeed. A number of things, the usual focus on the Apples of the world and the Twitters of the world. And I want to find out why Time is going to buy MySpace. I'll ask all those questions of Richard in a moment here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by WebBank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, 55 past the hour now. Let's get to Richard Schemmel and some understanding what's going on in the world of technology. First, I guess this is a double whammy. This is financial and technical. The Twitter stock, the fact that they've lost a couple of million users. I thought that that Twitter was more, there was more of a preference for Twitter than Facebook, but apparently that's not the case. They have 5 million active users. Facebook's got 1.6 billion. What's the story there? I thought, again, Twitter was more popular. Instagram, I know, is coming along. But what say you on this, Richard?
I think that there are a lot more options now for the consumer. There's Periscope. There's Instagram. There's so many more options on the market. And Twitter, they may have jumped the shark.
Really?
You know? Yeah. They may have.
All right, and Apple.
They need to get advertisers too, and you know that's why they're talking about expanding it more characters.
Got it. Apple will be developing a wireless charger for iPhones. Well, how does that, I'm trying to think about, you don't plug it in the wall, so where does the charge come from?
It's like if you go to Starbucks, you can see that they have wireless chargers on the tables where you put the phone next to a unit and it charges it. It's not really where it goes through the air. Samsung has it now. So, you know, that's still a little ways off, I think.
What does it do to your body, however, all that stuff floating around in the air? It's like having a cell phone up next to your ear. That doesn't sound like a good deal at all.
No, it's just going to make it easier for lazy people. Not that.
No, I'm talking about, never mind that, what these the what's in the air and what it does chemically to your brain or your body.
I've always worried about that.
Yeah.
I've always worried about that.
I would think.
You know,
all right, Apple is now accepting broken iPhone screens for trade-in. You trading in the screen or you trading in the iPhone?
You're trading in the iPhone with the broken screen. They're taking iPhone 5s and iPhone 6s from $50 to $200. They're trying to keep control of their phones. They don't want it to go to an outside vendor or anything else. They're bringing it all in-house.
Well, how often is that the case, that somebody's going from an iPhone to a Samsung, for example?
I don't think it's as prevalent now as it was a couple years ago. I think it's more prevalent. They're going from the Android to the Apple iPhone,
mm-hmm.
because it's such a carrier across a lot of different platforms: the iPad, the iPhone, Apple TV, Apple computers.
Well, see, they lock up everything. I saw a report that if you use somebody that isn't from Apple to fix your iPhone, the phone will lock up. How in the world is that? What happens?
That's a home button. If your home button breaks on the iPhone 6, the ones with the security,
mm-hmm.
that they want you to, you know, if you don't go to an Apple technician, it doesn't have to be an Apple store. It has to be an Apple certified technician. They're afraid that they will not be able to handle the security aspect of it. So what they do is they brick the phone. The phone bricks. It's dead after that. All you right. can't unlock it. It's called an error 53.
That sounds like a pretty unfriendly under the circumstances. They got you no matter what. You got to go to that damn Apple store and stand around talking to all those kids that are smarter than you are. All right, Richard. Richard Schimmel from...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.